Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with outgoing Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board members, three of you, in fact, Marsha Roselle, Pat Hudgens, Aaron Esterbrook, and looking forward to chatting with the three of you, get some perspective, and maybe, I know you, of course, want to encourage people to get out and vote for the new school board members, but do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, and you can tweet us at 1350KMAN, and, you know, I think it might be nice for everybody to know how long you've served. We might just kind of go around the room and tell us a bit about when you started. Marsha?
That's pretty easy because it's all the same. Yeah. We all came on to the board at the same time.
Oh. Yeah.
About 4.5 years ago. It'll be December 31st of this year. 4.5 years, thanks to our legislation. We got to serve an extra 6 months.
So did you plan it this way? I mean, you all came on together? No. You leave together? Or?
Kinda. Yeah, you know, we got to be close.
Yeah. No. We're in it together, I guess.
Well, and I mean, there's been a lot going on with funding of education, and we could go on and on, but I, you know, maybe just some of the highlights, and we started with Marsha a minute ago. We'll start with Pat. You know, some of the highlights of your time on the board.
Oh, wow. You know, just the whole time being there and not seeing the funding change too much, it was probably the most disappointing or challenging, I would say. But of the highlights, just, you know, the students, seeing their attitude as they persist, like through sports and through academic achievements. Oh, my gosh, when we talk about our ACT scores and our different kinds of academic achievements that the students have made and the strides they've made, unstoppable, which says that they're not letting finance stop them pursuing their education.
Aaron, I know you have a little visitor with you today, too. I don't know if you want to mention who your guest is, but, you know, some of the highlights of your time as a board member.
Yeah, I have my 2-year-old daughter, Kennedy, with me. I would say that the theme through the 4.5 years has been kind of adversity and overcoming it from my perspective of seeing the different challenges presented either to our students or our teachers or our administrators and even the board of what we have to kind of do to wade through some troubled waters as far as funding goes or any kind of conflicts that arose. Some of the highlights I really think of initially are a couple of task forces that I served on with the school equity are I don't remember
the
name
for that committee.
It was a big, long committee name, and we met 16 times and addressed equal time among secondary and elementary and middle school among the staff and tried to get contact time equalized, and that's been a problem, I think, or at least a perception of a problem for decades, and I believe that we got really close to equity. That and along with early education and bringing that and making sure that was something a priority. And I have my 2-year-old here, but I remember getting onto the board and Shelley Astrup was somebody that I had just kind of sat down and talked to as a candidate. And she was a really strong advocate for early education and pre-K and including that. And now we have a pre-K director and we have these programs, and there's a lot of momentum around early education 4.5 years later, even though Shelley's gone. That program's really grown and continued and become kind of a main part of our education system.
Now, Marsha, you were president, of course, for a while.
I was, and these two were my vice president. Yeah. It was a great time to serve as president. And Kathy, remember, we have one employee as a school board, and that is our superintendent. And when we three of us got on the board, we knew that we had Dr. Shannon and Dr. Seymour and Carol Adams as our top three people. And in that term that we've served, they all three have retired, had great careers, and so we did go through the hiring of a new superintendent, which was a big deal. It took a lot of focus, and we spent a lot of time, researching and meeting with the KSB. We hired to help us do that search and went through that process 2 years ago this January. So that was a big deal. That was getting the new superintendent. I think Marvin Wade has done a great job. I think he will lead us forward with all the challenges we have as growing as a community, and he's well established in And then we have, of course, Eric Reed and Lacey Sells as the number two and three people on the administration level. So those are the things I'm most proud of. Of course, the hard part was going through the mascot, right? We went through that debate, mm-hmm. and we formed a committee to talk about it. I think that's always a positive thing that came out of it. We need to keep discussing and talking. We can't just decide these things by seven board members. Of course, it all fell on us to make some heavy decisions, but we keep discussing it as a community, and as you said, get out and vote. That's the thing I really want to talk about today and this morning, is that people need to get out and vote. We need to hear from our community how they feel about the sales tax initiative, because it's going to decide some things for the future of the school district.
Exactly. Justin, as we're reflecting a little bit more, Aaron, anything you would change from your time on the board?
I would have encouraged the legislature and the governor to change their stances a lot sooner than they have. It made the 4 years seem like 16 years, I think, trying to deal with all the cuts. And every year that we have not gotten to where, I think we're still not there because we have this court decision still pending, but every year that goes by that we aren't serving our students adequately or giving them an equitable education is another generation that we're kind of getting farther and farther behind on. So I think our board and all the staff and everyone that I've interacted with put students first, and there's some different philosophies and competing, and I think we've gotten really good at putting all the ideas on the table and being open to other people's perceptions. So I wouldn't change the way that I think our district has handled the situations. I would just wish I could have changed the legislators' ability to properly fund us and get behind the teachers and not have the morale issues that we have across the state.
Pat, any regrets at all?
No, I would say some of the same things that he said, because funding affects everything that you do moving forward. Unfortunately, we were able to continue to keep people motivated as best as we could here. We are always one of the districts that people look forward to working in. And I know that from working with, future teachers over at K-State who are graduates, they always look forward to coming to the Manhattan School District, which is still awesome for us. And so the other thing I guess I could say is no regrets, but one of the other things that we're trying to make some changes is in an automated system for substitute teachers being able to be scheduled, as well as encouraging a little bit of increase for equity in the substitute pay.
Marcia, some of your thoughts. Any regrets? Would you do anything differently?
Oh, I've learned a lot over these 4.5 years. I definitely have learned I need to be a better communicator all the time, because there was things that happened over the 4.5 years that we all knew about as the board, but it's hard to get it out to the public. I feel like we were very transparent. If you watched any of our meetings, especially the one on December, whatever that was, when we decided about the mascot, you saw us struggling with issues and how to form a motion, and all of that was very transparent. But then how to get that word back out to the community? We are very thankful we can get here on K-Man and discuss things before our board meetings. Of course, we've got the Manhattan Mercury that publicizes things, but it's just how to get that word out to people. We use Facebook, we use the website, but to keep communicating so that rumors don't happen and that the truth gets out there.
We do have a phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
What do you think in your years of experience and training about the either the development of Seco Park into the new high school, or do we need to build a high school further over into Pott County to follow the metropolitan expansion? Thank you.
A lot of concerns about, you're still hearing a lot, and I know
how
you just had a facility. I know you just had a
and
retreat.
And you guys might want to talk on that. I didn't get to make the retreat.
Aaron, mm-hmm. along with your helper there.
Yeah, I think we have discussed this at a retreat recently, and there was an article in the Mercury that kind of, in an editorial yesterday actually, that kind of discusses that as well. Going off the board, I don't have as much influence over the direction of that, but the important thing to remember is that the capacity need isn't necessarily at the high school level right now. It's at the elementary school level. And even that, if we change that structure, the middle school level to a degree. So I know there's a lot of interest around high schools and athletics and all kinds of things that the community gets involved in with the high school, but the actual capacity issues are at the lower levels, and that's where the board's been focused in trying to figure out how to address those issues and being responsible with the taxpayer dollars.
Pat, any thoughts your way?
Well, the only thing I was going to just add was, you know, when we talked about, and I appreciate the caller calling in, but the high school is not one of the things that we're ready to make two of. And again, we talked about some alternative opportunities for the ninth grade center, but not to make it a second high school per se, but to have it as an alternative kind of situation for maybe music and STEM and creative and performing arts kinds of things, but not to divide the and have two high schools in this town.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It's now 9:17. Again, we have outgoing Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board members, Aaron Esterbrook, Pat Hudgens, Marsha Roselle, 537-1350. If you want to join in on the discussion, they'll be with us for another segment. You're listening to In Focus.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery,